Alright.
Terrence Towns, I don't know where he is.
He should. Don't act like that.
No, that's right.
Don't do that.
No,
let me tell you, this really is pretty important. I'm not just funny with you. I'm trying to make it pleasant and I'm trying to joke with you, but I don't want you to think that it's a joke. Do you have a name for a kind of reddish, real rosiny wood, turpentine smelling wood that you can use to light a fire with, and it's real good to light a fire with? Do you have any word for that? Alright. What about the on the outside of a house, say, what do you call the boards that kind of overlap one over another? You know, it's on the very outside of a house. And, your house is like this or not?
No, mine, yeah, it's got it. Mine's right. Thick. Mine got siding and wall and everything on it.
I can't see. Oh, well, what do you call that house out yonder, that white house over there? What kind of...
That's kind of... It's siding.
Just siding?
Siding, don't know me about that.
That's fine. That's good enough. What do you call a small room in your house for hanging clothes in? Now you can't. This is not a room that somebody can sleep in or anything like that. It's just big enough for you to hang your clothes up in. What do you call
that?
No. All right. What do you call a large porch with a roof like this out here?
That's all I know about that.
What do you call it?
I call it a pooch.
All right. That's fine. What do you call a small porch with no roof?
That one to step out. You know, step out like the back or something.
Yeah. What do you call that?
I call it a step out porch.
All right.
You're right. No, I ain't been used to all this.
That's right. This is fine. What you're telling me is fine. I'm perfectly satisfied.
That thing to your work down there.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want you to do. What do you call the place where you close up cows? You put cows into a what?
Barn?
Well, it's outside of a barn and it's got a fence around it. It's kind of a fenced in place. What do you call that?
Ain't a shit, is it?
No, it hasn't got anything over it. It's just got a fence around it and you put the cows in the middle of it. What do you call that? Or you can put horses in it or anything that you know.
I worked somebody, he's from Florida or something, had big old posts and cows, and they didn't walk one side of them.
Well, this is one where you pin up the cows. You know, you put them in there and you put close the gate on them. Do you have a word for that or not? If you don't, that's
all right.
All right. What do you call... Well, what do you call the kind of wood fence that you see people put around the houses, and it's made up of straight up and down pieces of wood, sometimes painted white, and with strips that go along the back that hold the two, you know, you got pieces sticking up and you got strips that go along the back of it like that, you know, two little strips, and you usually just see it right around the house, and it may be about 3 or 4 feet high, and that's all. What do you call that?
I call it a fence because I helped build something.
Is it any kind of special kind of fence or?
No, it's somebody got money on the spin and one two out in town got them fences that way.
Do you ever heard of a picket fence?
I gotta hit an awesome.
Or a paling or anything. All right, that's all right. What do you call a wall that's made out of rock or stone?
I got a brick rock. I lay brick.
Just out of rocks, just ordinary rocks. What do you call that? What kind of wall is that?
Well, a brick wall has to lay it.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of wall? What do you call it?
I call it rock wall.
All right, that makes good sense.
No, I laid them, but I made mud.